John, smile on your face, and deservedly so.
Yeah, there is. I'm just smiling on my face for my players. I'm just really pleased for them because it's been a bit of a turbulent few weeks, and especially this week as well. Emotional, simply because it's been quite draining, as the fact that it's been there's been a lot of thinking going on this week, and that can drain you just as much as physical. And I thought we spoke about it was important we just focused on what we could do. And the job in hand was to try and perform, because I watched them last week. I was expecting a tough game from them, and they certainly gave us a tough game. Their front two caused problems all afternoon, but there were some really solid performances. I thought the attitude and energy and application from our boys was outstanding.
As you say, I'm sure you went through a number of emotions this week, but just in this 90 plus minutes alone.
Yeah, no, I think that's what we're in football for, isn't it? I thought we rolled our luck a little bit in the first half, but maybe we deserve a little bit. A couple of the saves from Liam, first half and the second half, were outstanding saves, and that's what Liam's got. And we took our goals really well. Really bright on the free kick for Hammer's goal, and then he held off the centre half and showed his strength and his quality to notice the keeper off his line. So really good, and I thought we dug in at the end and put bodies on the line, and that's what you've got to do sometimes when you've got that slender lead.
You mentioned Liam Roberts there, recalled him there, and he did repay your faith, as you say, with some excellent saves. He couldn't do anything about the free kick, unfortunately, which a shame for him with no clean sheet. However, he did keep you in it and make some saves at the vital times.
Yeah, he did, and I thought we defended really resolutely as well. Because they threw people forward. Sometimes he had five up top towards the end. But it was exciting. Really, really pleased for the players. I think I thought the fans as well, and the energy today was really, that's something we like to carry forward if we can. And if the lads keep putting a shift in like that and wearing that shirt with some pride and passion, then I'm sure the fans will give us more support like that. So credit to the fans and the players today.
Ostuma, he showed why you're so desperate to keep him making the offers that you have. He showed with that lob.
He did, and he also shows with his work rate. The shape wasn't quite right. We thought we could probably cause problems with him just in that little pocket on the right side, but that's in possession. I thought out of possession, we couldn't really get out to their wide players, and it was too easy for them to get crosses in. So we changed that at half time. It wasn't down to any, it wasn't down to really his performance, Reece. It was just we had to just have a little bit of a shape switch for that, and we looked more solid second half, I thought, more of a threat.
And you mentioned about the fans. There was talk in the week leading up to it that there was going to be a fan protest today. I'm told that there was 20 fans outside. So ended up being a bit of a damp squib on that side. And they missed a good game, unfortunately.
It is, but listen, I've said all week they're entitled to it. But what I've had to do after Thursday was just concentrate my players and focus their minds on today, because that's all we can do. We can't control what happens off the pitch, but we can have a big, big say in what happens in this group on the pitch and when we come off into the changing room. So I think we've been really focused today, really looking forward to it. And at no time, even when we were under pressure, I didn't feel like we were going to lose the game today, whether that's me being the optimist. But the feeling felt good about the place today. So hopefully we can start to build on that positivity and carry it forward.
Do you think your openness on Thursday perhaps helped sort of dampen any talk of a protest? Because I know that you said you wanted to prove a few points about your character and answer questions, which you did on Thursday night. Do you think that's helped, and that helps the atmosphere today as well?
I think it helped. Talking from an individual myself, I thought it helped, because I don't like messages getting across via black and white by the news, because sometimes there's no emotion in them words. And you can construe it how you see fit. I think it was important for me to see people face to face and for them to see me as a person, and because that's the person that the players see every day. And I said to them, they won't meet a manager or staff or players who work harder than we do. And we won't always win every game, but we need to make sure that we try and we put a shift in every game, because that's a given. And if you play for this club, that's what's expected. And the players you'll be bringing will have to have that as well.
But like you said, this was the perfect response to all of that.
It was. It's always nice to win. It makes things much easier, and we can build on that, I think, and platform for the next game.